Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got a project that you've been thinking about doing, maybe you're planning it for the year ahead, which is right around the corner, now would be a great time to reach out to us for some tips. We can help you shorten that project up, get started on the right foot, make sure that you don't take the wrong path and get yourself into a hole that maybe then we have to help you get out of. But we're pretty good at this. We've been doing this a long time, and we would love to share some of our knowledge with you to help make those projects go quicker, go faster, and come out exactly like you want them to be. So you can do it once, do it right, and get back to and just enjoying and relaxing in your home. If you've got a question, you can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've ever felt like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, and dull, new cabinets are not the only option. You can save that expense because we're going to highlight options for refacing or refinishing your cabinets without breaking the bank in just a bit.
And if you've been enjoying warm fires so far this chilly season, now is the right time to make sure that your chimney is safe.
And with lots of cleaning going on this month, with all the holiday visits happening, one of the hardest surfaces to get clean is tile, and specifically tile floors. So we're going to share some quick cleaning tips to help you get tile bright and cheery in no time at all.
And whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to your questions about remodeling, renovation, or decor. I know now is the busy time of year with all your family and friends, and the holidays are happening. So maybe you're planning something for the new year, or maybe you're trying to get something done quick before the guests arrive. Whatever it is, give us a call. We're standing by to help.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mark in Tennessee needs some help adding some insulation to the attic space. Tell us about the project.
What I have is a 23-year-old split-level home, and I've got about 800 square feet over the bedrooms and the two bathrooms upstairs, with only very, very limited access to the attic area. There's one hole that's 18 by 12, which was put in the original house, and the other is an outside gable vent, which is 18 by 18, and those are the only two ways that I can get in to add insulation. Neither one would be good for a blower, or the rolls couldn't get through the holes. Help me, help me.
Put a bigger attic access in there. I mean, it's a very easy thing to do. You simply have to, you know, cut more of the drywall out. In the same way that access point was put in to begin with, you could certainly put a larger one in. just cut the drywall back along the ceiling joists. You need to sort of frame it out so it's square on the ends, and then you can make a panel that drops in there to keep it closed. Best place to do that, of course, in a closet where it's not very obvious. Now, do you have much height in that attic? Would it be worth putting a stair, an attic stair in?
Well, it would be too tight for a stair, and the current access is located in a shallow closet anyway.
Can that be opened up and made larger?
Not the depth of the closet, no. I could go width of the closet, but I'm guessing I'm going to be hitting some trusses.
Well, the thing is you're going to work around the trusses. If you've got trusses, they're probably 24 inches on center. That's where most trusses are set. So make the width of the opening 24 inches and make the depth of it about 36. And that would be plenty big enough to get a ladder up into that hole and get yourself up there and anything else that you need to get up there as well.
Well, outstanding. That's why I listen and that's why I call.
Good luck, Mark. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Ann in Georgia on the line calling in with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
What happens is there is an excessive amount of dust in the house.
Okay.
I mean, it's huge. I just rake my finger across a table, and you can see long particles, you know, long hair type. I mean, it's not hair, but it's like long things. And it's really, really thick. And when the pollen was really bad down here, like in the spring when it was yellow pollen outside, you could... It was in the house.
Let me ask you some basic questions, Ann. First of all, you know, you're talking about a fan. What kind of heating system do you have in this house to begin with?
It's a heating pump.
Okay, it's forced air. It's a forced air system, right?
Yes.
All right, so the best type of air filtration system would be an electronic air cleaner. An electronic air cleaner would be installed on the return side of the air handler, so it would clean the air as it goes back to the air handler. And a good quality electronic air cleaners can take out all that dust, all that pollen, right down to virus-sized particles. Most of us rely on the fiberglass filters, which are very inexpensive. They cost maybe a dollar a piece, but they don't do very much. You know, we call them pebble stoppers because everything else goes right through them. So if you really want to clean up your house and reduce the amount of dust, you simply need a better filtration system on your HVAC system. And so an electronic air cleaner would be that. You could take a look at models by Trane or by April Air, and there are a number of others as well. But don't be confused by electrostatic versus electronic. You want an electronic air cleaner because these work, and some of them charge the particles so that they have sort of magnetic attraction to the filter material. Some of them combine electronic cleaning with filtration cleaning. But either of those two brands, either Trane or April Air, make very good quality electronic air cleaners, and you'll see a huge difference. But it's the kind of thing that you have to have a HVAC technician professionally installed. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thanks so much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, are your kitchen cabinets ready for a refresh? We're going to highlight options for refacing or refinishing your cabinets without breaking the bank when the Money Pit returns. Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deist Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeistCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Evenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room.
These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We've found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I hope you guys are enjoying this holiday season, getting ready for the next round of visitations. If you've got a project that you'd like to tackle, now would be a great time to reach out to us with your questions.
We've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit today. We are giving away an awesome prize. We've got the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. This is a great tool for upholstery, woodworking, insulation, crafting projects. It fires 5 different types of fasteners, so you're going to be able to tackle a ton of projects. And it's really compact and cordless, so you can get into all those tight spots and finish that project. No problemo. It's available for $75 at stores, but it could be yours for free.
That Arrow Cordless 5-in-1 is a professional staple and nail gun, along with a year's supply of brad nails and staples, is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com.
Tom in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a driveway cleaning project. What's going on?
I've got a driveway, a concrete driveway that I put in about 10 years ago, and it's maybe 60-plus feet, couple of car lengths wide, couple of car widths wide, and I had an oil leak in a truck and really wasn't paying much attention to it until one day I noticed it. And there was quite a bit of staining down there, so I got some oil dry, started putting it down. And it held, but there's still some staining there. I never sealed it. And then I've also got, you know, from leaves and stuff. So I just was wondering, I was thinking about getting a power cleaner and maybe some kind of detergent and clean it up, or do I just live with it?
What you can do to try to clean this is to use a product called TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's available at home centers and hardware stores, usually in the painting aisle. You mix it up into sort of a paste-like consistency, apply it to the stain, let it sit there for, you know, a little while, and then you can rinse it off. And that will tend to draw the oil out of it. It's not a miracle cure, but it does a pretty good job of cleaning up oil stains.
Do I need a power washer or just hose it off?
No, you just hose it off. You know, a lot of pressure is not your friend here. It's really just having the right products on that oil to kind of draw it out.
Yeah, and once, you know, when you're in the paint aisle getting the TSP, right next to it you can get, you know, like a paint tray liner and just maybe slide that under the truck for a while.
There you go.
I should probably just attach something under there.
Yeah, attach it, and then you can set up a couple of traffic cones, and then every day when you come home, you fill up to the cones, you know that the pan under the car will be directly aligned with the leak, and that'll be it.
All right, very good. Well, okay, I will take all that into consideration. Thank you all very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got LT in California on the line who's dealing with a shower that goes from hot to cold and all over. That doesn't sound very pleasurable, LT. What's going on?
Oh, it sure isn't. It's very shocking. I live in a ranch-style house. The water heater is in the garage at one end of the house, and the two bathrooms are at the other end of the house. And whenever someone flushes a toilet or turns on the tap or the sprinkling or drip system comes on, the water will go from hot to pure cold, and I'll have to readjust it.
And the reason that happens is because the pressures are imbalanced. In other words, you adjust the temperature in your shower, and that's based on the pressure of water that's coming from the hot and coming from the cold. And once that's locked in, the temperature stays where you want it. But when someone down the line, say, spills off some of the cold water because now they're flushing a toilet or washing their hands, then there's going to be less cold water going into that same mix, which means the water temperature is going to get higher or hotter. And so the solution is a new valve for the shower, and it's called a pressure-balanced valve. And what a pressure-balanced valve does is it maintains the mix in spite of the pressure differential. So what could happen in that scenario is if you adjusted it and then someone flushed the toilet, you may get less pressure overall, so the shower may be not quite as strong, but the temperature won't change. The mix won't change. The mix is locked in. It's set right there, regardless of how much pressure variation you have on the hot water and the cold water coming into it. So common problem, straightforward solution. It's called a pressure balance valve.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I listen to your program every week. I have your book, and I've learned so much from both of you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, kitchens are one place in your house where most of us do spend a lot of time. But if you ever feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, maybe even dull, it might not be your favorite room.
Well, the good news is that there are options for getting a new look without breaking the bank. Kitchen cabinets can be replaced, refaced, or just refinished.
So, Tom, let's start by talking about what refacing is versus replacing. What's the best way to kind of determine whether refacing is going to do the job or you're in need of a full-blown replacement of your cabinets?
Well, replacing, of course, is just that. You tear it out and start again. Replace when you want to reconfigure the layout or when the existing cabinets are kind of junky and not worth really doing anything with. Refacing is when you have some decent cabinets and you just want to reface the surfaces of those cabinets as well as add new doors or drawer fronts or hardware. That's a lot less expensive and can actually make a pretty dramatic difference without going overboard on the budget. But remember, you can't make a lot of changes. You're pretty much stuck with the layout that you have right now. So if it's just the cabinet surface and the doors that you don't like, that's a great choice.
Yeah, and there are a few things that you need to consider when determining if your kitchen is a candidate for refacing. First of all, you have to be happy, like Tom said, with the existing configuration because it's not going to change. You're not adding new cabinets. You're not moving things around. It's exactly the same. It just looks different. And your cabinets should be good quality when we're talking about the structure. I mean, if you've got some, you know, old or not so well-made cabinets where the boxes themselves aren't in the best shape, then it doesn't make sense to spend the money doing that. So you got to kind of figure those two factors in when you're deciding.
Now, refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move since repainting or restaining is really a great DIY project that delivers great results. Plus, guess what? Painted kitchen cabinets, they are all the rage right now. I mean, folks are paying more for painted kitchen cabinets than they used to pay for staining cabinets. It's kind of crazy. So it's a good time to do that. But you have to remember that if you're going to take on that project, the most important step is to make sure you have the right primer. There is a type of primer called a bonding primer. It's like a primer that has high adhesive qualities, and it really sticks to those old finishes. And that's really the first step. After the bonding primer, you can put on a top coat. But if you don't have that primer that sticks, you're going to be very sad because you're going to find that paint peels off. But if you do it well, that could be a cabinet finish that really lasts for decades.
Now we've got Eddie in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with two out of the three bathrooms. It's a three-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last season, last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in two of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling. And I was still getting a lot of moisture. Actually, at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8, and I'm still getting the problem. And these two bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in two of the three.
No, all three have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere? They're all connected together and ducted out at once?
They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building?
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working, so if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper?
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer might not be a bad idea, because this way when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Sue in Ohio needs some help cleaning a carpet. Tell us what's going on.
I have a concrete sunk porch slab that had been covered with black carpeting, and we had a very muggy summer this year, and green mold started to grow on it. And I tried, washing it off and rinsing it off, and it just won't take care of it. And I know that you had helped other people with mold problems with 10% bleach, but I wouldn't dare put bleach on that black carpet. I wondered if there's something else that will kill that mold.
Well, how do we know it's mold? It sounds like algae.
Could it be?
It could be, yeah. What I would do is I would simply, if the carpet's that dirty, I would simply go out and rent a steam cleaner, rent a carpet cleaner. Those carpet cleaners are pretty darn effective. I rented one myself at the Home Depot just a few weeks ago for a couple of rooms in an apartment that we own that was getting a new tenant. And I'm always astounded with what a phenomenal job those steam cleaners do on what looks like carpet that has to be torn out. But when you steam clean it with the right materials, use the chemicals that come with the machine, it does a really good job. You just got to take your time. You usually have to go over it a couple of times, and it takes a little bit of work, but it really does a great job. So I wouldn't try to do this any other way. The way the steam cleaners work is water is injected into the carpet, and then almost at the same time, a very strong vacuum pulls that water back out with the dirt and debris attached to it.
Oh, so the steam kills the algae.
Yes, it'll clean it, and then if you dry it really well after that, it should stop it from coming back.
Okay. Well, that'll help me. Yeah.
All right, and it won't damage the color.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you've got an older home, you probably have an older chimney, and older chimneys often don't have liners, and that can be unsafe. We're going to tell you how to figure out if you've got one or not when we return. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we love you joining us here on the weekends at the Money Pit. But did you know that you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we've got Lewis from Michigan on the line with a roofing question. What can we do for you?
The house was built in 1929. The siding, it's a siding question. The siding is asbestos concrete shingles. We have iron in our well water. When spraying the flower, the water is accumulated over the years on the shingles. Now, one wall of the house now has a golden glow. Any recommendations for removing the iron golden glow?
Well, if it's siding, you're going to have to clean it and paint it. That's the only thing you can really do. I mean, you could wash this house down. You can use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, that will tend to take out some of that. But you're going to end up having to paint this siding. That's the nice thing about asbestos is it lasts forever. The not so nice thing about it is it has to be painted forever. But it's a non-organic product, so it will not rot. It will not fall apart organically. But it doesn't look very nice, and it does absorb a stain and needs to be constantly maintained. Because the asbestos is held inside of a cement binder, it's not a safety risk. It's just really a maintenance headache.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck with that project.
Well, if you have an older home, you probably have an older chimney. And an older chimney usually doesn't have a liner, and that can be unsafe. So here's what you need to know.
Now, first, think about what a liner actually does. It lines, literally, the inside of a masonry fireplace and chimney. And it's really important for containing the byproducts of combustion, including the parts of combustion that can be dangerous for you, like creosote. It's also very important to contain the heat of the fire itself so that the fireplace works efficiently.
Yeah, now the liners can be made of clay or metal, or they can be cast in place. And there's advantages to each type. So with a clay liner, they're inexpensive and they work well for open fireplace chimneys that are properly maintained. Metal liners, they're most used for retrofitting into an older unlined fireplace. And this can help make an older unlined chimney safer for wood burning. And these liners are also useful. Now, cast-in-place chimney liners, they're lightweight, they're castable, they're cement-like products that are installed inside the chimney, forming a smooth, seamless, insulated passageway for the flue gases. I mean, you're really creating a barrier with this liner, and that's super important.
And, you know, another advantage of cast-in-place that a lot of folks don't realize is that it can actually improve the structural integrity of an old chimney because they're permanent liners that are really suitable for all fuels.
Yeah, so how do you know, Tom, when it's time to actually add or replace that liner?
Well, the best way to know is with a chimney inspection. And if you have a reputable chimney sweep or a home inspector, better yet, who has a camera, they can actually physically show you any problems. There's a way to snake a camera down the entire length of the chimney, just the same way you can look, you can have a camera that goes into a drain pipe. And this is something that you ought to be doing occasionally, maybe once a season, if you intend to use your fireplace regularly, just to make sure that no cracks or any type of deterioration is formed in that chimney liner. Because if it's intact and in place, it's going to be safe and it'll be easy to maintain going forward.
Now we've got Cynthia from South Dakota on the line who's got a question about a firewall. Tell us what you're working on.
I have an old house and I've been ripping out the plaster walls. And I found along this one wall through the whole entire house is this pretty durable and tough plaster board stuff, and I was wondering if that is a firewall because that seems to be where all the cold air returns and stuff are, and if I should or should not rip it out. And if I do rip it out, is there a certain kind of drywall that I should use there?
Where is this wall located exactly?
It could have been on the outside of the house at one point, but it's like right under the furnace.
Well, first of all, the only place that you typically would have a firewall, in other words, a fire-rated wall with a certain rating, is between the garage and the house. All the other walls and ceilings inside the homes are usually have traditional half-inch drywall. If it's an interior exterior wall, an inside surface of an exterior wall, like a garage wall, then you would use a 5/8 inch thick fire-rated drywall. But all of the other places in the house, you'd have a regular plasterboard. Regular drywall.
Okay. Have you ever seen this plasterboard before?
Well, sure. Now, how old is the house?
I believe it was built in 1896.
See, there's different stages of wall construction. In 1896, you would have had something called wood lath. So there would be wood strips on the wall and then plaster put on top of that.
Yep, that's on most of the walls. But this one particular wall, which could have been an outside wall at one point, I'm not sure exactly. It's like in two-foot
strips.
Yeah, okay, so that's a later addition. And what they did with that is when they stopped using wood lath, they started using rock lath, or like you would think of sheetrock in those two-foot-wide strips. They put that on and then cover that with wet plaster. So that's just a more modern version of the way walls were constructed. So it went from wood lath to rock lath to sheetrock. That's essentially the progression of wall construction over roughly the last 100 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
A little lesson on building history. Hope that clears it up for you, Cynthia.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, lots of cleaning going on this month with all the holiday visits happening. And one of the harder surfaces to get clean are your tile floors. We've got some quick cleaning tips to help you after this.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. The 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $40 off plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Maybe you're just getting ready for the holidays. Maybe you've got some projects going on. Whatever it is, we're standing by to lend a hand. But hey, have you guys been wondering, like, how do I get the Money Pit during the week? I love the show so much on the weekends. Where can I listen all the time?
Oh, I'm sure, yes, they're all thinking of that.
I mean, maybe it's on their Christmas wish list.
That's right.
I wish for more Money Pit. Well, holiday wish granted, you guys. You know, you can get the Money Pit podcast. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com, and you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. So, you know, happy holidays. You're welcome.
If you've got some tools on your wish list this holiday season, you just might want to reach out to us with your question right now, because one listener drawn at random is going to win the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. It's great for upholstery, woodworking, insulation, crafts, and hanging holiday decorations, I'm sure. It features 5 different types of fasteners, and it fires over 1,000 shots on one full charge. It's worth $75 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button.
Carolyn, Texas is working on a painting project. How can we lend a hand?
We are painting our bathroom cabinets. They were put in the bathroom in 1980-something. I'm not sure about the date. We bought this house and the people lived in it 28 years. And we've been here almost 9 years. And they're kind of a maple color, and they're not very attractive. And I've used that orange glow on them trying to make them look better. I don't know what they used on them, probably liquid gold or something, trying to bring out the sheen. But it's just almost beyond the point, and I'd like to have new cabinets, but when we do, we're probably going to have to redo the whole bathroom. So we decided we would paint them kind of an off-white color. What we want to know is, what's the approach to making that paint stay on?
Now, you said that the cabinets are a maple color. Are they actually wood, and they're stained?
Yeah, that's the stain on them. They're stained.
So they're stained wood. It's not like a thermofoil that looks like wood or a laminate. It's wood.
No, it's real wood. They're real wood cabinets.
Now, if they've been stained and restained over the course of a couple of years, and you've got, you know, a lot of coatings of a cleaner on there, your best bet would be, and this is how I would kind of tackle it, I would remove the doors and the drawer fronts, being very careful about labeling which goes where. You know, a little piece of painter's tape on the backside and a little piece on the hinge saying, like, you know, AA or 1-1, you know, just so you know exactly where things go back. And I would leave the hinges either on the door or on the box. You know, it's kind of easier to leave them on the box just for painting issues. And this way you know exactly where everything goes back. That's just kind of keeps things tidy. And then you really need to get some of that sheen off. So you could do it a couple of different ways. You could use something that's like a liquid sandpaper that you wipe on that gets rid of some of that sheen. But if it's like a super high gloss and they've been, you know, oiled or polished over the years and they're very sort of, not, you know, gunked up almost with a lot of finish on them, you may want to sand them down a little bit, because you need to get down to something that's a little bit not so glossy and so built up from years of cleaning and just, you know, the yuck that happens in the bathroom, just so that you've got a surface that the paint's going to stick to. And once you've done that to the doors or drawer fronts and the boxes themselves in the bathroom, you need to prime it very well with a high-quality primer. I would use, like, Kills or Zinsser, you know, one of those that'll stick very, very well. Let that dry very thoroughly. And then go ahead with your top coat paint. And because it's in a bathroom and because it's a high moisture area and it's something that you're going to want to be cleaning a lot, I would go with a glossy finish and an oil base if I can get my hands on one. If not, and you know, a glossy latex will do the trick, but, you know, more durable, of course, would be the oil base.
Thank you, and I appreciate your help.
Carol, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, this time of year, there's a lot of cleaning going on and a lot of holiday visits happening, and one of the harder surfaces to get clean are tile floors. Have you ever noticed that the tile floors almost never look as good as the day you put them down?
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. It feels like it just gets more, like, dingy looking over time, and you can almost never get that beautiful new look back. So we rounded up some tips on how you can remove the top 6 stubborn stains from ceramic tile. Now, this usually happens around the holidays. Gum, wax, sticky substances. I mean, you got kids over, they're eating candy, they're making big messes, candles are burning, you can get wax on the floor. So here's a couple of ways to handle these kind of sticky situations. You want to place some ice cubes in a resealable plastic bag and then lay that ice pack on top of that sticky stain and leave it there until that sticky residue is solidified. Then you can carefully chip it away using a popsicle stick or something else that won't scratch your tile. I've also done this when I've gotten gum on a pair of pants. I actually just put the pants right in the freezer.
Oh, good trick.
Definitely
yeah.
A good trick. Mm-hmm. Now, blood, Bleach is the key here, so you want to mix up a diluted solution to lift that stain, and then make sure you rinse the tile really, really well. Now, with coffee, tea, or juice stains, you want to wash that stain first with detergent and soap, and then you can use that same diluted bleach solution to just kind of rinse the area and clean it off.
Now, if you've got grease or fat-based stains, that's a little different story. You want to mix up a non-abrasive floor cleaner, like maybe soft scrub, with club soda or carbonated water, and then work it into the stain and then rinse. And if we're talking about ink or clothing dye, diluted bleach will help here too, but you can step up the strength by soaking a cloth in the bleach, place it on top of the ink stain, and then leave the cloth in place until the stain has dissolved, and then rinse the tile well.
Yeah, nail polish. I swear, when we first moved into the house, a whole bottle of nail polish fell out of the bathroom medicine cabinet and just shattered everywhere. So it's a tricky stain. So if you do spill it, try using that nail polish remover right away to lift off the nail polish. But if the stain is remaining on the tile, you can try a diluted bleach solution and kind of just sit it on that nail polish. It'll kind of break it down in the same way, and that should lift it right off.
If you missed any of that, we've got a great post on MoneyPit.com about stain removing secrets. You'll find that online at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, radon is a gas that can build up in your house and cause cancer. But if you find radon, can you get rid of it? We're going to share the answer next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
With odd-shaped nooks and corners, I don't want to be short or pay for extra that I don't need. What's the best way to measure carpet for this type of space?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, you count one square yard of carpet for every step you have. So that's one way you can start. And then you can measure the distances of those, or the lengths and widths of those landings, and then add that in. But since it's a fairly complicated stair with all those landings, I just have a carpet guy come and give you an estimate for that. Or you can do what I did. I just had to run carpet up a set of stairs with two landings. I just took pictures. I took some pictures and I did a video walking up the stairs, and I went into my carpet store and said, this is what I got to do. And they're like, yep, got it, no problem. And they gave me a price on the spot. Seems fair. So I just said yes, and we were done.
I mean, really, it is kind of best to have the pro come in, because then they're going to give you tips and tricks of, like, you know, which way you're going to install it, what the pattern does, how well it's going to wear. So it'll help you stay, you know, sort of right on budget with how much you want to spend and get the right amount.
You know, there's actually a number of varieties in terms of how you can carpet a stair, by the way. You know, you can carpet, like in my house, I have just the tread carpeted, like almost like a runner up the middle, because the wood of the tread itself is nice, and we finished it and stained it, and it looks really attractive that way. But in the new stair that we just did, it was an old, what's called a box stair. It was kind of closed in on both sides. So in that case, we just basically covered the entire tread and riser. We left the side part of the stair itself, because I think it looks tacky when you do the stringers. You know, on the inside, it just doesn't look right, kind of chintzy. It was equally easy to do, but I knew it was going to wear very well because it was tucked in on both sides of the tread. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show in the jolly time of the year when we're all taking on ho-ho home improvement projects. Get it? Well, maybe not. Maybe you're just chilling right now and enjoying yourself. We hope you are because you've got a lot of work to do next year. We know it, and we're going to be here to help you tackle those projects. In fact, I saw a recent survey last day. 60% of American homeowners are planning on taking on their own home maintenance chores next year. So we will be there with you to help you get those done every step of the way. Until then, happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House panel investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol is considering recommending the Justice Department pursue unprecedented criminal charges against former President Trump.
Besides charges of an uprising aiming to overthrow the government, the panel is also considering recommending prosecutors pursue charges for obstructing an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States. The committee's deliberations were continuing late Friday, and no decisions were formalized on which specific charges the committee would refer to the Justice Department. The panel is to meet publicly Monday afternoon when any recommendations will be made public. The panel's lawyers argued that those three criminal statutes were the strongest cases to make. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An early white Christmas in the Northeast. Utility crews working to restore power to tens of thousands of customers across New England and New York after a powerful storm dumped 2 feet of snow in some places. More than 160,000 customers in New England were in the dark as of this afternoon. Another 20,000 without power in New York. Nearly 61,000 in New Hampshire got their power back this afternoon, but still 40,000 have no juice. President Biden encouraging military veterans to sign up for expanded benefits under a new law.
In his home state of Delaware, the president visited veterans at a National Guard facility named after his late son. He touted the law known as the PACT Act.
And it's one of the most significant laws in our history to help millions of veterans who are exposed to toxic substances during the military service.
The administration has been hosting events around the country to draw attention to the new benefits. According to the White House, more than 730,000 veterans have already received health screenings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration reversing a decades-old decision to revoke the security clearance of Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb. More news at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Overseas,
police at the site of a landslide in Malaysia have confirmed more bodies have been recovered. Rescue workers have been using tracker dogs and excavators to scour through rubble and mud in search of at least a dozen people believed still buried in a landslide that killed at least 20 others, including 5 children. A regional police chief, Sufian Badula, tells reporters the latest news is the discovery of 2 bodies, which were found at a location called Hillview. Authorities say around 94 people were sleeping at an unlicensed campground on an organic farm early Friday when the dirt tumbled down from a road about 100 feet above the site and covered around 3 acres. Most were families enjoying a short vacation during the year-end school break. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at townhall.com. The father of the Illinois man charged with killing seven people at a July 4th parade appeared in court today on seven felony counts for helping his son get a gun license. The latest in this report from Julie Walker.
Robert Cremo Jr.'s bond was set at $50,000. The judge agreed to his release. He must hand over any guns at home. On Friday, when Cremo turned himself in, Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart said charges were based on the dad sponsoring his son's application for a gun license before the July 4th shooting outside Chicago.
Parents and guardians are in the best position to decide whether their teenagers should have a weapon.
Reinhart wouldn't elaborate, but authorities have said accused shooter Robert Cremo III attempted suicide by machete, and family members had said he threatened to kill everyone. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diver.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Arrow Fasteners, and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You got a home repair that's giving you trouble. You need help solving a problem. You got a do-it-yourself dilemma. You got a decorating dilemma. Listen, if you got a decorating dilemma, there's no better person to seek help from than my friend Leslie, because she will nail it the first time, guaranteed. Woo-hoo. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. You can record your question right there, and we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Coming up on today's show, are you planning to do some window shopping, like for windows? Well, you might find that it's pretty confusing when you have to buy windows, because there are many, many options to go through. But there is one label that's required to be on every new window sold, and if you know how to read it, it makes finding the best window very, very simple. So we're going to share this trick of the trade in just a bit.
And if you're planning on selling your home this coming year, there are a few recent trends that are pretty much guaranteed to get rid of those buyers. We're going to share what you should avoid before those potential buyers show up.
And did you know that if your TV, your computer, lots of other appliances are plugged in, they are actually quietly draining electricity all day, every day, even when they're turned off? It's called vampire power, and we're going to share some tips on how to save all that wasted money.
I want to waste your money. That's what they're saying.
That's right.
But first, guys, we are here to lend a hand this holiday season, whatever it is. Maybe you need a gift idea, a project for the new year. We are standing by, so give us a call, and we'll help you out.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Missouri has a question about a fireplace. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Well, I have a gas fireplace.
And it's one of those where they seem to have cut the hole in the wall and stuck the fireplace in there. And now I cannot stop the wind from blowing in. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so is the wind coming in the hole where the gas pipe is coming through?
It seems to be coming from all around the fireplace. You know, it's got the mantle, and it comes from around the mantle and anywhere where there's, you know, where it's been put together, it seems to have air coming in. And, of course, it is coming in. It's got the outside box, I guess, to have the exhaust.
Okay, so this sounds to me like it's a manufactured fireplace as opposed to an old brick one that was converted to gas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
What, and it has doors on it, too?
No, it does not.
Do you know what the brand is of the fireplace?
A Lennox, I believe.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a look at the installation, and very often there's probably gaps somewhere around that box that were not properly sealed. I would also consider contacting Lennox and getting the original installation instructions. You may even be able to download those, which would give you or your contractor a guide to determine if it was correctly installed. And then thirdly, I would find out if doors are available for that fireplace, because that could solve all your problems.
Okay.
Especially if it's a gas fireplace pre-made and it has a combustion air supply, you may be able to keep that all behind the glass doors and stop all the drafts from coming through.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wade in South Dakota is on the line and has a question about siding. How can we help you?
Hi. We had a big hailstorm come through, and it took out a bunch of our siding, our steel siding. And I'm kind of fighting with the insurance company to find an exact match. My question, I guess, is the house is close to 20 years old. What are the chances that the siding that they pick is going to match up with the color?
Between little and none.
That's kind of what I figured.
And listen, Wade, this is not a new argument with insurance companies. It happens all the time with roof damage, you know. Like, say you get ice stand damage and you have to just replace, like, 3 feet of roof in the front of the house, or maybe you get leaks around a vent or something and you have to replace a piece of roof. Insurance companies traditionally replace the entire roof. In your case, they should be replacing all of your siding without argument, because they've got to restore it at least as good as it was before, and giving you mismatched siding isn't what you contracted them to do. So I would stick to your guns. And sure, give them the opportunity to find a replacement, but they won't be able to, and you don't have to accept it, and you can insist that it all be replaced with brand new siding. Do you have a private adjuster on this to help you with the claim?
Somebody that the insurance company contacted, yes.
That adjuster is working for the insurance company. What you want to do is get a public adjuster, and a public adjuster works for you, the public, and they work on commission, so it doesn't really cost you much to have these guys on the job. And they're there to find every single solitary thing that they can claim for and get that into the claim. So everything from picking up the nails on your property that will be part of that construction project to getting the whole house resided, they try to get that claim as full as possible, because the more they find, the more money they make, because they're all on commission. So I would definitely find a good quality public adjuster, perhaps check with your attorney, do your research, find somebody that has a lot of experience, and let them fight for you so you don't have to fight with the insurance company.
Great. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heidi in Oregon is dealing with a stinky shower. What's going on?
We have a two-story house. The one shower is in the basement downstairs. It's a daylight basement, but it's built back into the side hill. And what I've noticed is that after showering, you leave the bathroom and you come back in, and there is this sour towel smell. It's not a sewer smell or a septic smell, but it smells like a towel that has been left damp somewhere, and it's just been left to kind of mold or do whatever. But I've changed the towels, and I come back in the bathroom, and I've located the smell with my nose and gone right down to the drain, and it's coming out of the drain in the shower.
What this might be is something called biogas, and when the water drains and you take with it the soap scum and everything else, You can get germs that are going to grow in that. And that biological material off gases and can make horrible smells. So,
well, you know, that- that's what we thought, too, because it's in both showers, upstairs and downstairs. And we only smell it, obviously, after someone has showered and it was wet. So we've taken the grates off. We've cleaned with a bottle brush. You know, I look with a flashlight down there, and those pipes are, they're spick and span clean all the way down to the P-trap.
Have you used any kind of an oxygenated bleach down those traps?
No, we don't do that because we're on a septic tank, and we don't want to kill all the good bacteria in the septic, and so I've been afraid to use anything. I've tried vinegar. I've used Lysol spray.
Well, not so much vinegar, yeah. Why don't you use borax?
Borax. Okay. And pour it down into the drain? Because, you know.
Well, now what I want you to do is I want you to get a solution of hot soapy water with borax in it, and I want you to scrub the inside of that drain, all the different parts, you know, with a big thick bottle brush. Get as much of that trap cleaned as you can and see if that reduces it. And by the way, do you have ventilation in those bathrooms?
Yeah, there's windows. Uh-huh.
Do you have fans that you could leave on after bath fans?
Yes, and we always turn the fan on when we shower.
And keep it on when you're done?
Well, no, we usually shut it off when we're done.
So, yeah, that's another thing I would change, that behavior I would change. What I would do is I would replace the bath fan switch with one that's on a timer or a humidistat, so that after you are done showering and leave the bathroom, it stays on for another 15 or 20 minutes.
But we'll go ahead and try that then and see what happens.
All right, Heidi, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us during this holiday season here at the Money Pit. Hey, guys, if you've been thinking about purchasing some new windows, but you're finding that the process is really confusing, there's a simple rating that can cut through all the claims of energy efficiency you're going to run into. That's going to help you compare the energy performance of the windows, doors, and skylights. We're going to help you clear away all that confusion next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We've found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them, you'll love them, and your friends will definitely love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
The Omaha Steak experts have put together several gift packages and are offering everything at 50% off. Plus, you can save another $40 off by using the promo code MONEYPIT.
Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary butcher's cut filet mignon, the air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash.
Is that a hint, Tom?
Well, maybe.
All right. So beat the shipping rush, you guys, and go to omahasteaks.com today. Save 50% off site-wide and use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $40 off. That's omahasteaks.com.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen when you want when you download The Money Pit podcast. It's free at moneypit.com/podcast.
What are you guys working on this holiday season? Maybe you're too shy to reach out to Team Money Pit. Well, don't be, because we've got an awesome prize to give away this hour, and it could be yours. We've got up for grabs a cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. This staple gun shoots 5 different types of fasteners, so whether you've got an upholstery project or woodworking or you're hanging insulation, you've got the right tool for the job. It's compact, so you can get into a lot of tight spaces, and it'll fire 1,000 staples in a single charge. So project's done.
Well, the Arrow Cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun, along with a year's supply of brad nails and staples. I wonder how they figure that out. What's a year's supply of brad nails? I guess they have a way of doing it. It's going to go out, though, to one listener, drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, call us with your question. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rob in Washington is on the line and is dealing with some flooding. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I own a one-acre lot, and I'm surrounded by, like, 58 acres of greenbelt. And my house sits up in the front of the lot. And I have a cement driveway that runs down into a 1,200-square-foot shop. And every time it rains here in Seattle, which is every other day,
yeah, frequently.
And it, at daylight savings, we get an extra hour of rain. But I get my shop floods, and I need to know what kind of drain system I can put in front of my shop. The cement is maybe 14, 16 feet wide.
So basically, Rob, what's happening is the water is running down the cement driveway and into the shop. Is that the main source of the water? What you need to do is to put a culvert across the driveway. So the way that works is you essentially cut the driveway in half. You slice out a gap in the driveway, and it might be 8 or 12 inches wide.
How close to the shop, though?
I would go probably a few feet in front of it. I wouldn't go too far away.
Okay.
Because that just gives you more water, more sidewalk to collect sort of in front of it. So I would go fairly close to it. And then you basically cut the driveway in half, and you drop this culvert in, which is sort of like a U-shaped channel. And then on the opposite end of it, it's attached to a drain line, which would go to a curtain drain. So the water would go down the garage, would fall into this culvert, and you can buy these or order these at building material supply centers that service, you know, masons and people that do more commercial type work. You'll be able to find these pre-made. And the drain tile, the drain pipe would connect to the culvert, so the water would go out to this drain line, and then you go into a curtain drain. So the curtain drain you'd make yourself, and again, on the downside of the property, you'd carve out an area about 12 to 18 inches wide and deep, fill it with stone, lay the drain pipe in there, cover it with more stone, put some filter cloth, and then some topsoil or whatever you're going to cover it with. So essentially, the drainage for this is invisible once it's done, but you're intercepting that runoff down the driveway and running it around the building and into the drain tile. And that pipe that you install there must be perforated. And I would recommend using solid PVC perforated pipe, not the flexible black like landscaping perforated pipe.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, considering that most homeowners only replace windows about every 20 to 30 years, choosing the right window among the dozens of choices that are available today is super important, but it's really challenging. So luckily, there's a rating code developed by the NFRC. Now, that stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, and it can help you quickly compare the energy performance of windows, doors, and skylights.
Now, two of NFRC's ratings are particularly important to know, the U factor and the solar heat gain coefficient. That's the SHGC. Now, if you understand these two ratings, you can make a really smart decision when comparing energy-efficient replacement windows, and that's going to help you save you money on both the heating and cooling costs. So first, let's talk about this U factor. That measures how well a window prevents heat from escaping a building, and it's rated from 0.09 to 1.2. The lower the U factor, the better the product is at keeping heat from getting out. And solar heat gain coefficient tells us how effectively the window blocks the sun's solar radiation and heat. It's rated on a scale of 0 to 1. The lower the number, the better. And that means the windows are really effective at blocking unwanted solar heat. In other words, your house is not going to heat up as easily, and it makes it a lot easier to cool it in the summer.
Yeah, now there's two other ratings that are part of the NFRC. Visible transmittance, which measures how much light is getting through the window, and condensation resistance, which tells you how good a window is at keeping moisture from forming on the inside or even between the panes, and air leakage, which tells you how good the window is at keeping out those drafts.
Now, all this info is contained in the NFRC label, which is on each and every window. So make sure you look for that label, refer to the sticker when you're shopping for windows, maybe take a picture of it. And this way you can compare it against other windows you're considering so you make the best choice for your home improvement project.
Greg from Iowa is on the line, is looking for some home maintenance tips. How can we help you?
Bought my new house, new construction, 8 years ago. And I'll be honest. Kind of embarrassing, but I've really done zero home maintenance since, other than changing the air filters every once in a while. I've done zero home maintenance things.
Well, that's why you bought a new house.
Yeah, exactly.
But alas, it's time to take on a few projects, huh? What's going on in the house now?
No, well, there's nothing wrong. It was just more of general maintenance that needs to happen, and I just don't know what to do.
So, general maintenance. So first of all, when it gets chilly like it is now, it's time for you to do some heating system maintenance. Now, what kind of fuel do you have? You have gas, natural gas?
Yes.
So it's important to have your heating system serviced. You've apparently not done that for 8 years. You're well overdue. The reason for that is even though when you turn the heat on, it comes on and provides heat to your house, it could be doing so inefficiently, or at worst, it could be doing so dangerously. So every fall, you need to have your heating system cleaned and serviced to make sure it's running properly. And then in the summer, you'll have your air conditioning system serviced for the same reasons, not so much the danger, but more importantly, the efficiency. So those are two things you should be doing right now. And when your HVAC technician comes, he'll probably also take a look at the water heater, because sometimes the burners can get coated with rust, because natural gas is very corrosive when it burns. So that's the kind of thing that you probably need to do right away. The other maintenance tasks are really going to depend on, you know, kind of what's going on in the house. You know, if you've got a toilet that leaks or runs all the time, then you could need fill or flush valves. If you've got paint that's cracking or peeling, you could need paint. But the mechanical maintenance, I think, is most important because that's potentially dangerous. Does that make sense?
It does.
Now, are you seeing anything that you think needs attention?
No, nothing much. It's just been, I think we've had a pretty lucky 8 years, and there's been no crises at all. So
you better be knocking on a piece of wood right now.
Right. So it's time to get it maintained, I suppose, get some maintenance done for the HVAC, yes?
Yeah, and you know what's something you probably don't consider is your dryer vent, you know, the exhaust duct behind your dryer that exits the outside of your house? A lot of people don't think to clean that because lint does go out there and then get to the outside, and it can get stuck and it can get caught, and you should be cleaning that at least once a year, probably twice a year.
So I have to pull out the dryer to do that?
Yeah, so you pull the dryer away from the wall. There's a product called, it's a Gardist Lint Eater, is one of the ones that we've used, Tom and I, and you actually put it through the exit vent on the exterior of the house, and you sort of twist it through with like a drill driver motor, but you have to be very careful, and there's a certain direction you have to put it in. But it goes through, and the amount of stuff that comes out, I mean, it's you've never seen so much junk.
Well, indeed. Well, thanks a lot for the tips. Anything else that comes up? Anything else you can think of that is? Or are those the biggies?
Oh, there's so much to be done. You know, I think you just need to be aware, but take care of those mechanical things because that's where you get yourself in trouble, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays. Thanks so much for joining us this weekend. If you're planning on selling your home this coming year, there's a few recent kitchen trends that are pretty much guaranteed to get rid of those buyers. We're going to share those and what you can do to update your kitchen when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tip of the day.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak expert. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, happy holidays. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. I know you're thinking, I want more Money Pit. I'm asking for it for Christmas. Well, we're delivering, you guys. Join the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe online at moneypit.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. And you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which gives you lots of time to prep for the weekend where you'll tackle those projects. Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof I don't know how many different times trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put Ice and Water Shield in between the layers. So Ice and Water Shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks that's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put Ice and Water Shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any Ice and Water Shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that
it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have like rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long, you just can't bring it back.
Well, if you're planning on selling your home this coming year, kitchens are an important aspect. But there's a few recent trends that new buyers are not liking. So first of all, let's talk about open shelving. I mean, there's seriously two types of people in this world, those who love open shelving in a kitchen and those who hate it. I personally hate it.
Well, that's because you're not like a neatnik. I mean, if you like to have, if you're like constantly cleaning your house, you would probably like open shelving because it's always going to catch a lot of dust, right?
Well, I mean, I like the look if you're styling those shelves constantly, because if it's an open space, I want it to look beautiful. I want it to look perfect. I want everything to be in its place. But like, let's be real. Nobody's going to put it back where you want it. So it's going to quickly look messy in the first place. So there's no guarantee that a potential buyer coming into your home is going to think like me or is going to think like a person who says, oh, I love this. This is amazing. I can see where everything is. So just keep kitchen cabinets, guys. It's better off.
Now, another thing to watch out for are sterile kitchens. While there's nothing wrong with a sleek, contemporary kitchen look, some homeowners today take that idea really a bit overboard, I think. If your kitchen is so white and featureless and shiny that it could be mistaken for like an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential home buyers. So inject some color, some texture, and personality if you want to get top dollar for your home.
All right, another thing is bright mosaic or tile backsplashes. They're eye-catching. If you've got no intention of moving anytime soon, then feel free to dive headfirst into this trend. However, if you think you're going to be putting your house on the market, know that not every buyer is going to like that color or that pattern that you've chosen. So stick with neutral tile selections because that's going to help potential buyers imagine how their own colors and style preferences are going to coordinate with the other elements in your kitchen. Same applies for a bathroom.
Now, finally, let's talk about bright kitchen cabinets. While painted cabinets are popular, if the color is overly bright, like a cobalt blue or a bright red, there's a good chance that the only thing the buyer is going to think is how much of a hassle and expense it might be to repaint them.
I do love a cobalt blue island, though.
Well, maybe, but that's just sort of like an accent piece, right? That's not everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole room was cobalt
blue.
Not
everything.
So think about it. Think it through. Make the best decision. And if you do, your home is going to sell quickly and for the best possible price.
Happy holidays from Team Money Pit. Give us a call. We're standing by this holiday season to help you with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, did you know that if your TV, your computer, even other appliances are plugged in and not on, they're still quietly draining electricity even when they're off? That's right, you heard me. If it's off, it's still using power. The experts at Energy Star share some solutions, and we've got those tips next.
Transforming your kitchen or bath is easy with the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock is a real stone that spreads over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. It's as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's real stone. Beautiful and durable without the price tag of granite. And right now, get $50 off Luxrock at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room.
These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. For the holiday season, I like to make sure my freezer is filled, and that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We stock up on the mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Mmm, I love Omaha Steaks, too, even when Tom's not doing the cooking. They also make a great gift, perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. And you know what else is perfect? Right now they're having an amazing 50% off sale site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus, you can take another $40 off your order and get free shipping when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
So don't wait. These packages are already chock full of great steaks, chicken, and more. And now you'll also get them at a great price, 50% off and a $40 discount just for using promo code MONEYPIT.
So beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com now to save 50% off site-wide and another $40 off when you use the promo code MONEYPIT.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can grab your copy of the Money Pit podcast when you go to MoneyPit.com/podcast and listen when you want.
Looking for a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit? Well, first of all, you're going to get help with all of your project questions. But second, we're giving away a great prize this hour. We've got the Arrow Fastener 5-in-1 Professional Staple and Nail Gun. It's compact. It's powerful. It's worth $75. You can fire a ton of fasteners, 1,000 per charge, in fact. It's worth $75, as I said, but free to one lucky listener this hour. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Carrie in Alaska is dealing with a heating problem. It's cold there. What's going on?
I live off-grid with a battery bank and inverter with a solar and generator backup to recharge batteries. Consequently, I have a full electric house with propane direct vented furnace. My question is, will installing a drop ceiling improve my heating efficiency and lower my propane bill? Because my ceilings are like vaulted at 17 feet and a lot of the heat goes up. So I'm just wondering, basically a 12 by 24 foot area.
So Carrie, what you need to do is to not only put in that drop ceiling, but to put insulation bats above the drop ceiling. If you just put the drop ceiling in, you will not have enough R value in that drop ceiling to do the job you need it to do. So I would build the drop ceiling, and then I would put probably at least 12 inch thick unfaced fiberglass bats on top of it. It should be plenty strong enough to support that. Just stacked end to end right above that ceiling. You're going to have to kind of put the frame in, put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, and sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
You're welcome, Carrie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, did you know that if your TV, your computer, your laptop, your phone, any small appliance is plugged in, it may very quietly be draining electricity even when it's turned off? Electricity used by products when they're switched off is known as standby power, or as we call it, vampire power, because it kind of sucks the power out even when it's off, and it really can add up to some money.
It wants to suck the power and spend all your cash. I mean, and it might not be something that you notice like right away, but standby power is wasted energy and it's going to add up. In fact, according to the Department of Energy, it costs the average U.S. household as much as $100 a year.
Now, there are actually three easy things that you can do right now to reduce standby power and save some of that money. First, use a power strip and make sure it's got on and off switches. If you plug all of your electronics into a power strip, and then you flip off that power strip when the items are not in use, you know that they're truly off because there's no power going to that set of outlets. So that's an easy way to stop it basically right at the point it connects to your electrical system.
Now, another sure way to reduce your standby power load is to just unplug the products. Now, it's not convenient, and obviously there's some products that always need to be plugged in, like your refrigerator, for example, but there's others that you may not need to be plugged in all the time, like your toaster oven or countertop appliances, the coffee maker, your phone chargers, all the things.
And lastly, if you're ready to replace an appliance, always, always, always buy one that's Energy Star rated. These don't cost more than other ones, but if they've got the energy efficiency built in, you're going to use less standby power than something that's not Energy Star rated. So make sure you look for that Energy Star seal on any new appliance that you buy, small or big.
All right, there you go, guys. Three simple ways to reduce or eliminate your standby power and save some money, too. Get rid of those vampires.
Heading to Minnesota, where Deb is having some issues with an unlevel floor. What's going on?
We're in a house that the main part of the house was built in the 1930s, and that's our problem right now, although the rest of the house has got issues too. It's over a little over 3,000 square feet, and we tried to sell it, can't sell it, so we're staying, but we don't. There's only two people living in this big of a house, so we want to block off the upstairs and just live on the main floor. We were going to change the stairs and enclose them. Right now they're open stairway. But when we started doing that, the floor behind it is probably real close to an inch and a half dip.
And why is it important to you that you try to take this dip out of the floor? Because generally when dips form over many, many years, everything just kind of gets settled in that space, and it's not always a good idea. In fact, it's rarely a good idea to try to pick it back up unless it's an active structural problem, which I doubt this is.
We want to replace the steps going upstairs, and we can't do that because the steps that are there right now are actually twisting from the dip.
Well, that's not a problem. It's easier to build a set of steps that fits the existing floor structure than it is to try to fix the floor structure. You can easily make a set of steps that has a stringer that's longer on one side than the other. You know, very often when stairs are made, sometimes, especially custom stairs, they leave the stringers running long and the carpenters cut them on site so they fit perfectly in the home. But I don't think it's necessary to try to rebuild your floor just to fix the stairs. Okay, Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, are you an enthusiastic holiday decorator? I am. I love this time of year. We're going to share some tips to decorate your home without causing damage next.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, it's Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, where you'll also find the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, Chase in Colorado says, my wife and I just bought our very first house, and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills, but we watch some YouTube videos, and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to try? I don't think you're crazy to try it, Chase. You know, if you want to tackle any plumbing project, there's one sort of, in my view, Leslie, like go, no-go sort of decision point, and that's this.
Okay.
If you can turn off the valve that supplies water to that faucet, and it turns off easily, and you don't have to, like, really wrench it or wrap a towel around it or anything like that, it just goes off. Just as simply as the faucet itself would turn on and off, then what's the worst that could happen? Something doesn't fit, but the water's still off, so you can have some time to go get the right part and that sort of thing. But if you cannot turn that off, and maybe you have to go like to the main valve to stop water flowing in from it, I'd stop right there and just have a pro do it. You'll be much happier because you really need those valves to work. So I think it's something you can do. And plus, a lot of faucet manufacturers today are making it a lot easier to install these faucets for DIYers. They're making the parts easier to put together. They're adding some additional materials, additional hardware to make sure you have what you need. And I just put one in from Price Pfister that went together very simply because a manufacturer had thought through that whole thing. I didn't need special wrenches, which is something I would have needed to use not too long ago to make sure everything was tight.
That's awesome. I mean, it really is a great project. And, you know, not for nothing, you can learn a lot of stuff online if you're willing to be, you know, in charge and take on a project yourself that you're unfamiliar with.
Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to do that without damaging those window frames. Leslie's got some non-destructive tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie? Take it away. You got to put your staple gun away for this one, right?
Yes, indeed. I know. It's super fun to decorate the windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a holiday card without a decorated window or two popping through? The problem is, though, that modern, more energy-efficient windows are much easier to damage because they just have a lot more moving parts than the old-fashioned wood windows that you probably grew up with. Now, there's a few obvious things you should never do to the windows, such as drilling into or puncturing the frames or sashes. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, or taping lights to the window frame. And be careful with real pine branches or cones because that fresh pine sap can really leave some nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's tempting, also do not spray that fake snow from aerosol cans on your windows because that snow can be super hard to remove after the holidays. Don't ask me how because I brought home some cool TV prop spider web things that come from Italy, and it's awesome, and it looks great on, you know, when you're making the spider web go from the clock to the thing on the table. But I was like, look at this, boys, check it out. It's still on my windows in the front of the house. It's a little bit,
excellent,
but it's still there. So you got to be careful, guys, because that snow definitely is hard to get off. So how do you add some holiday cheer to those windows? Suction cups, they can be your best friends for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, even a small wreath. And in homes with younger kids, I mean, my kids still love those peel-and-stick sort of sticky gel things that you put on the glass, and it makes all fun holiday scenes. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can add the decorations without any of the risk. And if anything does have to be attached, make sure you attach it to the trim around the windows and not the window itself.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, hey, if your roof starts to leak when snow starts to melt, you might have an ice dam. When you get heavy snow and that's followed by warm days, that lets ice dam up at the roof edge. It blocks the melting snow and it causes some potentially pretty serious leaks inside your home. So we're going to share a solution to melt that problem away on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.